Ma'aser Sheni Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin 1-7. We continue on the same discussion of what's eligible to be purchased with Ma'aser Sheni money. The Mishnah says here, Ein lokhin, you may not purchase, even in Yerushalayim, avadim, male servants, ushvachos, female servants, ukarkaos, land, ubehema temea, or non-kosher animal that you can't eat, midmei Ma'aser Sheni, using the proceeds of Ma'aser Sheni money that you use to redeem your Ma'aser Sheni food back home. Vim lakach, and if you did, yochol kenegdon, then you have to spend the same amount of money again in Yerushalayim purchasing the foodstuffs and treat it as if it were Ma'aser Sheni. Let me just speak it out again. We've already established that one is not allowed to purchase things that are included in that klal prat klal, things that are like the list, as we said in the previous Mishnah. And certainly things like slaves and land and not kosher animals don't fit the list, because the only things that are on the list are things that you can eat and drink, or oil to anoint your body with. And therefore, as we established before, the proper thing to do is to say that it's a mekachtos, it's an invalid purchase, and therefore really, under all circumstances, whether it was done on purpose or an accident, the purchase is invalid, and the money should be going back from the merchant to the one who bought it, and return the goods, or the slave, whatever the story is, back to the seller. So this is a sugi in Kedushin, Daf Nun Vav and Aleph, 56a in Kedushin, and it sets up the cases where, for whatever reason, one no longer can find or get a hold of the seller. So now the seller has the money. He thinks he has money free and clear. The money that is in his hand really still has Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, because it wasn't deconsecrated when the person who had the Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni money used it to purchase a not kosher animal or a slave or land, whatever. And therefore, he has that money, and he, unbeknownst to him, he's going to have not supposed to spend it. Back with the one who actually did the buying, now that he has that not kosher animal or slave or land, whatever it is, that goes to the side. That's not relevant. Instead, he has to now take new money out of his pocket. The value of the old money, not the value of the current slave, whatever the story is, and spend it on new Ma'aser Sheni money. Now, when he does that, being yochel kenegdon, eating a value equal to what he already spent once with his real Ma'aser Sheni money, so that is a din derabanan, a requirement for derabanan. According to Rashi, over there in the Sugya in Kedushin, when he, the guy who purchases the food for the second time now, with money out of his pocket, kenegdon, equal to the first amount, according to Rashi, that actually is effective in deconsecrating the money that's sitting in the merchant's pocket somewhere. That would sort of settle the score and solve the problems. Tosos rejects that. He said there's no way to deconsecrate not your money, and now it's in someone else's hand, so it wouldn't work. Meaning, according to Tosfos, that money is got Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni wherever it is in the merchant's hand somewhere. But in any case, there were sticks the dins are abundant, so you don't prosper anything. The requirement to spend money a second time and treat it as if were Ma'aser Sheni, meaning you have to eat it B'tahara and Yerushalayim, etc. The Mishnah now says that one cannot use his money of Ma'aser Sheni to purchase korbanos, aside for a shlamim. One has to spend his own personal money to settle any score he has in terms of bringing a korban. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Ein mevi'in kinei zavim, v'kinei zavos, v'kinei yoldos. You can't buy a cane is a pair of birds. So for a zav and a zava, that's a man or woman who has some mysterious flows from their body, each their own detail, not for the second. The point is, after three times, for a man who has on three separate episodes of this mysterious flow, and according to this, for a woman, 3 days of this inexplicable bleeding, so then they become a zav or zav, respectively. Part of the tahara process requires, at the very end, bringing a pair of birds, either two turtle doves or pigeons, or two bnei yona, two baby pigeons or baby doves. Those that he purchased out of his own money or her own money, and not from his Ma'aser Sheni money. Kinei yoldos, that's the pair of birds that are brought after a woman gives birth. Part of her tahara process as well requires that. Truth is that for women, they could bring for the ola component, each of these two birds, one's an ola, one's a chatas. For the ola components, the burn component, if she could afford it, yeah, she should bring a sheep, but otherwise she can bring two birds. All that stuff has to be purchased with private money, not Ma'aser Sheni money. Same goes for chataos, sin offerings. Those are offerings that are brought when one violates Isra Torah that carries with it the penalty of karis and does it on accident, like being Mechal Shabbos, for example, on accident. Does a Bishogi, he brings a chatas. A shamos, these are guilt offerings. There are 6 kinds of them. Too technical for now what they are. But in any case, if one has to bring an asham, he has to bring it out of his private proceeds. And if he may not do it mid-demei maaser sheni. V'mehevi, and if he did, meaning he did use his maaser sheni money to purchase any of those korbanos, which was against the rules, again, yochol kenegdam, he has to spend the same amount of money a second time to purchase new foodstuffs, to eat and drink those in Yerushalayim, as if they were maaser sheni. Midoraisa, it seems that since the pasuk stipulates one could buy animals, so purchasing these animals does midoraisa deconsecrate the money. But midorabanan, since he did it improperly, he'll have to spend the money a second time. Zeha klal, this is the principle, says the Mishnah. Kol shu chutz la'achila v'lishtia u'lisicha. Anything other than items that are for eating or for drinking or for anointing one's body, meaning like oil for anointing one's body, which is the same din like shtia, drinking. Midmei maaser sheni, if he purchases such a non-food stuff with maaser sheni money, yochal kenegdo, the requirement is to spend the same money a second time purchasing foodstuffs and to consume them in Yerushalayim as if they were Maaser Sheni.